Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
What are we young women doing in preparation for the March for Life and a number of other Respect Life activities? Who better to go to than our friends at American Heritage Girls? Joining us by phone this morning, Michelle Beckham Corbin. She's Director of Marketing and Communications for American Heritage Girls. Michelle, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Hi, thank you. I'm so happy to be here this morning.
A pleasure to always talk with our friends at American Heritage Girls, and I appreciate your time this morning. The AHG is always busy. Those young women are always doing fantastic things around the country, and I'd love to hear what they're doing, what the troops are doing in terms of Respect Life. I understand you have the American Heritage Girls have a Respect Life patch. Tell us about that.
Sure, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about that. As you know, American Heritage Girls holds a biblical worldview that respects life. So in keeping with that, many years ago, we created an activity patch program that reinforces our commitment to honoring life from conception to natural death. And so girls can earn this patch by doing many different things. One is participating in an event that brings attention to respecting life, such as the March for Life that's going to happen tomorrow. Or they can participate in a service project for an organization whose mission demonstrates a desire to respect life. So, you know, gives them some different opportunities depending on, you know, what their availability is in their area or ability to travel to D.C. But girls who do one of those activities will earn a patch that they can wear on the back of their vest or their sash, depending upon the age.
Can you, do you have any examples of some things that young women have done to earn that patch?
Absolutely. And I'll share with you a couple of examples from kind of both ends of life. So we have several troops that have done baby blanket service projects, so creating baby blankets for newborns, all the way to creating lap blankets for hospice patients. Some troops have held a baby shower where they collect diapers and wipes, and additionally they'll make gift bags for moms for local crisis pregnancy centers. Some troops have done kind of more of a ceremonial thing where they have been the flag, they've participated in a flag ceremony for a local Right to Life event. We have troops that have done baby bottle coin drives. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, where you give the empty baby bottles, right, and they come back in with coins to raise money for pregnancy resource centers. And even making wreaths to give to local hospice patients for their rooms.
Can you share with us, paint a picture of what American Heritage Girls are all about, a story of a young woman who has been a part of AHG and how that's had an impact on her life and growth?
Absolutely. I'm going to share a story of an AHG girl from Nebraska, and we have an award. It's our highest award. It's called the Stars and Stripes Award, very similar to Eagle Scout, which I know a lot of people are really familiar with. And so for the project that went along with her Stars and Stripes Award, she created a meditation and prayer garden at a pregnancy services center in her town. And ironically, this pregnancy services center was across the street from an abortion clinic. But she wanted to create this garden for women to come and think and meditate and pray about their decisions surrounding pregnancy, and also to provide kind of a healing place for women who had lost a child, you know, whether through miscarriage or stillbirth, but just a really calming place for them to come. And she also provided rocks and art equipment for women to kind of paint or decorate a stone to leave in memory of the child that they had lost. And so what I love about this is not only is it you know, kind of speaking to our theme of respecting life, but what I love is what a difference this project made in her life. And I just wanted to share a couple of her words if I could. She shared that through this project, and I'll just kind of quote her here, she said, "I learned to trust God completely with everything. I learned just to have faith that God would provide for everything that he wanted in that garden, and he did. I learned that with God, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and apart from God, I can do nothing. I just thought that's just so powerful, you know, that here she has designed this project, gathered people to help her, fundraised, you know, to pay for the paint and the, you know, the gardening tools and all of that. And just the learning that she got from this project and how God has impacted her life through that service project, it just kind of sends shivers through me.
And not only hers, but also reflecting on how that impacted the community and other people, particularly women as well. There were people who assisted her, who partnered with her to help make that project happen and come to completion, to make this garden a reality. It was a dream, a vision of hers, and to make it a reality, she partnered with others to make that happen. So not only did it impact her, but also that community as well.
Absolutely, Andy. And I think the other thing, too, that we have to keep in mind is that this is something that's going to keep on giving, right? This garden is still there, and people for years to come will be able to really, you know, enjoy that garden in the intention that was created for them.
Hmm. Now, Sarah, you didn't have American Heritage Girls when you were growing up, what,
no.
2 years ago?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But, I mean, this is just fascinating. I love learning more about American Heritage Girls and young women like this young lady who took advantage of an opportunity to serve in her community and make a difference for her community. And particularly in this case for women too, to be an encouragement to her fellow sisters.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Yes.
Michelle, tell us about the opportunities coming up in 2018 throughout the year. I understand you have a leadership conference coming up. Is that right?
Yes, and actually our leadership conference is going to be in your area. So we are going to be in St. Louis in the Chesterfield area, and we're going to be there June 7th through 9th, and it's a leadership conference for adult members, and it's going to be an opportunity to really equip them. It's going to be a place for them to come together to worship, to learn, to be inspired, to develop relationships, and grow in their connectedness, not only with each other and with those of us from the national staff that will be there, but coming closer together with God. And it's going to give these women and men the tools to equip them to go out and help to really inspire and lead these young women across the country. These girls who are going to be the future, you know, of our country, the future leaders in their community, in their families, in their churches. And I'm so excited about that, to be able to give these adults that opportunity to further touch the lives of the girls for whom they lead. And I wanted to share, our mission statement is building women of integrity through service to God, family, community, and country. And I really think that conference is going to help our adult volunteers, you know, really further that mission even more so than the incredible job they're doing today.
Michelle, why do you like being a part of American Heritage Girls? I mean, you could serve in a variety of ways with your experience as a professional in marketing and communications. Why American Heritage Girls?
Absolutely. That is a great question. I will tell you that I absolutely fell in love with the mission of American Heritage Girls. My entire life, I've been very passionate about building leadership and self-esteem in girls and women. I think that is so important. And having come from a career spent in marketing and digital marketing and the messages that the media kind of throws out at young girls today of who they should be, what they should look like, to work for an organization that really teaches girls to know who they are and whose they are in Christ and to believe in their skills and their gifts that God has given them to go out and make a difference in the world, I walked away from running my own company to be here at AHG to help them spread the message of what's going on. I so believe in this program that is changing girls' lives, that goes on, as you mentioned, even with this project I shared, not only changing a girl's life, but changing the community around her, changing her church, changing friends, bringing other people to Christ. I just think that's so powerful, and I am so blessed to be here.
Michelle Beckham Corbin, Director of Marketing and Communications, American Heritage Girls. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Well, tomorrow we get to check in with our friends who are on site at the National March for Life.
Yeah.
I love doing that each year. Having eyes, ears, hands, and feet on the ground at the National March for Life. We'll have friends checking in with what's happening at the National March for Life. Looking forward to that.
And Peter Slayton, the LCMS social media manager, he's already there with a team of LCMS people. And he's already been posting some live videos and some of their experiences having gone down to DC early for it. So there's already some things on social media. So that's been really cool to watch too.
On Facebook,
yes.
Facebook and Twitter,
yep.
Instagram.
Yep.
All those
and
things.
I'm sure tomorrow, I mean, we'll be talking to them, but he'll be live from there as well tomorrow too. So lots of things to watch.
Yes. Well, thanks to our volunteer Ray in the studio covering phones today. Fantastic job, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
All right, well, have a fantastic Thursday.
Yeah.
We'll talk tomorrow. More coffee tomorrow. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University. The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.